Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. So more joyous tidings to announce that Grant Shapps is the new Defence Secretary. That's more than a little tongue-in-cheek because Ben Wallace indicated he wished to be allowed to stand down the next time there was a cabinet reshuffle. But I think there was no cabinet reshuffle apart from that. So Ben Wallace, who'd served in that role for 4 years and got rave reviews, has decided to step back from frontline politics. He's still a Conservative Member of Parliament. Whether he'll be seeking election at the next dissolution, probably in December 2024, I don't know. He's been there for an awfully long time. He was elected at the Scottish Parliament, the initial intake in 1999, then to Westminster. So he's been a full-time public representative for already 24 years. I don't know how much longer he wants to continue. And he was really rated by everybody in his party. I don't know anyone had a bad word to say about him, or did the other parties found difficult to lay a glove on him? And indeed, he was the darling of the Conservative grassroots. And had he stood for the leadership, he might well have won. He was the most highly rated, but it maybe not so much amongst the parliamentary party. And obviously, you had to get through that round first, be in the final two amongst the MPs before his candidacy could be put to the mass membership. Anyway, that's by the by. And now Grant Shapps has taken over. So Grant Shapps, there he is, 55 years old. Well, not quite. Oh, his birthday's later this month. And he's holding this position. Now, shockingly, this is his sixth cabinet post within 12 months. Up until that yesterday, he was Secretary of State for Energy Security and Net Zero. Because remember, it's the stated aim of the United Kingdom to get down to net zero carbon emissions by 2050. But the United Kingdom is not in trajectory for that at all. On current trends, it'd be more like 2080. And there's talk about delaying it even more to the year 2100, for example, because the economic costs are so high. Now, of course, things could change. The technology could improve and it could speed up and come sooner than 2080. But to come to 2050, I think even in the most optimistic projections, that's just not going to happen. So that would be a dismal failure in anybody's book. But he's voted endorsed this sort of vote blue, go green agenda. Remember, that was David Cameron's slogan in the 2006 local elections. Shapps has also been Secretary of State for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy. And indeed, he was a small businessman himself. He was Home Secretary for a record 6 days when Suella Braverman resigned by breaching the use of the internet policy, sending, I think, something a private work email from a personal account or personal server or something like that. She stood down and then only to be reappointed only 6 days later. So Shapps filled that interregnum. It does seem preposterous to me that Sunak brought her back in the very same role. I might have said you have to can come back to the cabinet, but after like at least 6 months, and probably not in the same office. What kind of a punishment is that? And it was ludicrous. Anyway, that wasn't Shapps's fault. So that's another record he's got for himself. He was Secretary of State for Transport for 3 years, and I do thank him for spending hundreds of millions of pounds on cycle lanes, and saying we must use cars less. All right then, how about your private pilot's license? He's never been a commercial pilot, but flies for fun. How bad is that for the environment? Flights that don't even need to be flown. It's not practical transport, bringing passengers from one place to another. You're just going up in the sky for a jolly. That's extraordinarily wasteful. You think of all the carbon you emit then, and it's totally avoidable, totally unnecessary. Just play on a games console or get in a simulator then. Give you the feeling of flying, not actual flying, or glide or something. So those were his cabinet positions. He was Minister of State for International Development before, and he was chairman of the Conservative Party for about 3 years, from 2012 to 2015. He was a minister for, without portfolio. He's so Minister of State for Housing and Local Government under David Cameron. Remember, beneath each Secretary of State as a cabinet minister, there are three or four junior ministers. And he was okay. So we go way back to the dog days of Gordon Brown. He was the Shadow Minister for Housing and Planning. So he's been the MP for Welland Hatfield since 2005, a fairly safe Conservative seat, a majority of over 10,000 there. That's about 21% of the vote. And that's near where he grew up in Rickmansworth, Hertfordshire. That's one just north of London. So somewhat of a bland choice. As a defense secretary, I just thought, would Sunak put a woman into that office? I mean, it's been held by a female before, and that's Penny Mordaunt, and she does not going to reprise her role. Quite happy being Lord President of the Council and whatever else. Her Penny of the Sword, holding the sword aloft at the coronation, or who else might it be? It could be, or a visible ethnic minority person. Now, Mr. Shapps is Jewish, so I suppose he's an ethnic religious minority, the first Jewish person to be Secretary of State for Defense, so far as I know. He's on the bland side. He's kind of sycophantic. He very much toes the party line, seen as a so-called safe pair of hands. And so there he is, rumored to have leadership ambitions because even the dogs in the street know the Conservatives are due a kicking in 2024. We've been 14 years in office, and by almost every metric, life's got worse. Higher inflation, more illegal immigration, despite the much vaunted pledge to stop the boats, hundreds of millions of pounds wasted on this Rwanda plan, and not a single person deported to Rwanda over 3 years later. Crime is up. As I say, missing the targets on renewable energy and all the rest of it. Cost of living is worse. Not building enough housing. So there's so many strikes. The National Health Service, in state schools, on the railways, bus services have been cut, and on and on and on. There's so many protests disrupting things. So it's very hard to see what's gone right. All right, unemployment is very low. Partly we've got skills shortages in important sectors, and farmers can't get enough laborers to harvest their crops, and care homes can't get enough people to work there either. And overexpansion of universities, so that's hugely wasteful. More dumbing down in schools. Admittedly, grades have got a little bit stricter this year, which is finally a tiny step in the right direction. And more wokery everywhere, more trans activism. Police and schools and everybody else in the NHS wasting huge amounts of time appeasing about 0.0.1% of the population who are trans, and this has to be force-fed into everybody, and that's under a Conservative government. Remember, as as Peter Hitchens said, whom I bumped into yesterday, lucky chap, the Conservative and Unionist Party has at best failed to halt the onward march to the left, and so often actively advanced the leftist agenda. But Shapps thinks he's in with a shout to the leadership. Well, I suppose there's a bit of a poison chalice, but no, he's not going to get it because he's too bland, too unimpressive. Doesn't have an exciting backstory. He's just competent at best. Really, he's mediocre. Anyway, so it's what a sad degeneration has been from Ben Wallace, who's universally held in high regard. Of course, Shapps has got no military experience whatsoever. Not that that's required for to be Defence Secretary, but it does lend somebody rather more credibility. So he's just a job's worth. I suppose he's a placeholder until Labour take over. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.